Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Glad to be back. Somebody texts in, glad you guys are back. We're both glad to be back.
Very glad.
Had an amazing time in Japan. So I brought Solana and Crowder a gift. So they have, in Japan, when I tell you vending machines everywhere, every 3 inches, there are vending machines. There's there's a million amazing things about Japan. Could not have had a better time. That country is an amazing place, amazing people. We had a great time. The food I was fascinated by, you know, obviously, the sushi and the fish.
Yeah.
Like, I was commenting to my wife, you know, sometimes you bite a piece of sushi here and, you know, you want like half the piece, so but it doesn't tear properly, whatever. The tuna,
falls apart.
I can't even explain.
Oh, I know.
How fresh the fish is. Like, it is, it's ridiculous. But I brought
tiny portions though.
Yes.
Because I've heard that tiny portions.
There's very small portions, and they don't do. You know, there's some really interesting things about Japan. You know, like in America, a big upsell is to get you to buy soda, and they're refilling it every 3 minutes. They don't have it at most places on the menu. You can get sodas in any vending machine and really weird, wild ones. But at a restaurant, they don't drink during meals the way that Americans do.
Really?
They'll bring you sometimes a very small cup of water. They'll never come back and check on you. Like, it's
a different culture. It
is so different. But
no
the fish.
Hot sake?
No, well, like hot sake, but like you get a sake, like that's pretty much it. Like that's the one that you're drinking for like
the whole meal.
It's again, depends on where you go. We wanted to try a lot of these little hole in the wall places that we had seen on Anthony Bourdain and whatnot. And so it's just a whole different experience. I had Instagrammed out video of we were in this Nishiki Market, which is in Kyoto. And it's a famous food market where they have all the different food vendors, and it's really mostly locals, but there are some tourists. But like we ate octopus. I don't know if you saw the video, but it was small octopus, and it was a quail's egg shoved into the octopus's head. So it made the head more bulbous.
That's cool.
But you were to eat the entire thing at once, and it's served cold. Mm. And
The egg was boiled? It
was a hard-boiled egg, yeah. But a quail's egg, you know, tiny so tiny. But
quail's eggs, so underrated.
Are they?
No, really, underrated.
Are they?
You ever had a quail egg on a burger?
Now, I have not.
Fire.
The octopus was, I mean, you've had calamari before, yeah. Maybe squid. Solana told me before the show, I think, that he's had squid or whatnot. But it was like, you know, it's cold and it's chewy and whatever. But we ate it. It was something different. Wagyu beef, we tried that. That is the greatest meat I've ever tried in my life. I can't even stop thinking about it.
It's meat butter.
Meat butter. You're not even lying.
It's meat butter.
You're not even lying.
It just falls apart.
You can't imagine how tasty it is.
Yep.
Like you can't imagine.
You know the cows don't touch the ground or something their whole life.
They're like, they're on hoverboards.
They really do.
But it has to do with, like, because, you know, when I had told listeners that we were going to Japan, a lot of listeners reached out to me that had been there and said, hey, do this, don't do this, here's something to know. One of the listeners, a couple of the listeners, had said the eggs are the best eggs that you're ever going to eat. Now, I don't eat eggs. My son does. Like, the third or fourth day, because we at the breakfast at the hotel, the scrambled eggs. He kept saying to me, these are the best scrambled eggs. I don't know why. And one of the guides was telling us about, you know, how the chickens are fed and stuff. And they really just are tastier eggs. The other thing I was blown away by was the breads. they are better bakers. We had on one day a guide who was born in France, lived in France for most of his life, has now lived in Japan for 20 years. He's married to a Japanese woman, has kids there and whatnot. But he said the Japanese chefs have overtaken the French when it comes to bread. And they have these baking competitions in France. And the Japanese have won like 6 out of the last 10 years. And they're generally, they place like all 5 of the top 5 Japanese chefs. They have these boulangeries and patisseries and whatnot in Japan. The bread, I couldn't, like, just things you would never expect.
Yeah.
Could not believe how good it was. But anyway, I brought Solana and Crowder some gifts. So the chips, I loved going into the convenience stores. 7-Eleven is like a religion there. There's 7-Eleven and Lawson's and Family Mart. But they have these fresh breads and fresh sushi and seafood. And it's really like you're staggered when you walk into these places. But the variety of snacks and chips and stuff, I'm fascinated by that. And so I brought Solana what I thought was a millennial bag of chips. What is yours again? I forget.
Avocado cream cheese chips.
Right. So that the avocado and cream cheese is written in English. So I knew what it was. And I was like, oh. That sounds like Solana. The rest of the bag is in Japanese. Crowder's bag is totally in Japanese, but it looks like sushi-flavored potato chips because there's 2 pieces of tuna sushi on the package, but there's also a shrimp or a prawn or something.
Big-ass shrimp on the front on top of tuna sushi.
But it's a bag of chips. Now,
well, the chips look like little noodles. We'll see. We'll check it out.
We had a whole bunch of stuff because a ton of the stuff, like my kid is fascinated with anything that's got the like hot fire, you know, flaming peppers. And they have a ton of that stuff. So we would sample all those chips and whatnot. I was telling you before the show, we were on the airplane. He bought a bag of chips. To this day, I don't know. You know, we look at it, you can't read anything on it, so you're trying to figure out what the flavor is supposed to be and whatnot. I don't know what it was, other than that it tasted like throw-up, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh, those bio chips?
It was bile.
Some bio chips?
It was unbelievable. But
the indigestion chips.
It was, are you gonna tweet out a picture of your chips? Get a picture of Crowder's chips, too. I have a picture
of. I'm a little scared of my chips.
I have to share with you because you probably weren't on social media for the couple of weeks.
No.
I've pretty much sworn off Twitter. I haven't gone on Twitter in a couple of weeks, and I haven't gone on it all day today or this weekend. I don't know. I got so tired of, like, you know, if someone thinks that the Heat would be better with Russell Westbrook, and you don't think that, you don't have to call the person every name in the book. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with this.
You finally figured out Twitter's nasty?
So nasty.
Yeah,
and
man.
Japan was so nice. And the only times that I was getting disappointed was when I would flip on Twitter. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with that. But on Instagram, I Instagrammed out a lot of stuff. But look at this. Look at this Pringles can, right?
Oh.
Okay. Now look at what the flavor. Okay. Look at. Now, what do you think?
The hell is that?
Right. What do you think that flavor is on the Pringles?
A chicken nugget donut with barbecue sauce, wasabi, and celery?
No, it's not a bad guess. I mean, it would make sense. You know what that is?
Pimentos?
I believe it's called, like, I want to say Tekken Miyaki, but I don't know. I may be wrong on that. But it's like a deep-fried ball, but inside the ball is octopus.
Oh.
And no. I think...
Come on.
Trying to think of what else is in there. We had that. Lori and I had it. She loved it. I did not enjoy that.
Seafood chips? Because we don't have a lot of seafood chips here.
No, I'm saying we tried the actual Tekken Myaki, like the actual ball with octopus in it, and it comes with a sauce on it and stuff. And the amazing thing is, you know, it's like these street-side kiosks almost, you know, but then you walk in and then there's some seats upstairs or whatever, and it's kids doing their homework and they're eating the octopus, and it's like, you know, just kids sitting around eating fries. McDonald's had a garlic shrimp burger. I have to show you some of these videos because the stuff was fat, like the pop culture stuff to me was just so fascinating.
Did you miss anything?
Yes. So
you're talking about all that you are surprised
you
by.
Literally cannot get a plate of nachos anywhere.
They got chips and cheese, don't they?
It's just different. I'm telling it's really crazy different because even like the the French fries. I got to show you some of these because, like, I got too many pictures. But I, like the French fries, ones with butter and soy.
On French fries?
On French fries. Mm. There was a look at this. Look at this. Now, did you know that I didn't know this? The Frankfurter. Did you know that comes picture. On a bone?
It doesn't come on a bone.
Well, you think they just put the bone in there?
Yes. Oh, the hot dog on a bone.
How
is that going to happen?
I don't know. You're saying they put a bone in there?
There's not a portion of a pig or a cow that's called hot dog. Hey, cut me the hot dog off of that cow.
I don't know. All right. Because, like, look at this one. The barbecue onion dog. Like, look at that barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's used motor oil.
It looks like motor oil.
Did you eat that?
It does. No, I did not eat that. I had a hot dog. We went to a Yamamori Giants game at the Tokyo Dome. One of the best things that I have ever done in my life, going to see a sporting event in a different country. I know a lot of people go to England, they'll go see a soccer match. Going to Japan and seeing a baseball game at the Tokyo Dome was one of the most fascinating experiences I've ever had traveling. It was almost like a college football atmosphere. It was just a random Thursday night game, and it was fascinating as to what they sell, the way that they – when I tell you there is a beer vendor by your seat every 30 seconds – and the beer vendors are all beautiful girls.
Yes, sir.
And they wear the beer on their back, on a backpack. They don't sell cans. It is in a tap.
They got a back keg?
I got to show this to you.
There's pretty girls walking around with back kegs.
And each one wears a different color, which connotes which brand of beer that they have. So you don't have to look around who's got Kirin and who's got, like, and then they've got, believe it or not, Coke vendors. And Pepsi vendors. Most stadiums in America, it's either Coke or Pepsi. One's decked out in Coke gear. One's decked out in Pepsi gear. They walk around. It was fascinating. I'm telling you, it was fascinating. Everything was fascinating. But go ahead. Try those chips.
Are they loud? Like, do they get going at the game?
Yes.
They seem like reserved people.
So it was, I think I described it as raucous yet polite.
I don't know if that's a thing.
It was wild. That is a bucket list. I am telling you, put it on your bucket list. Going to a sporting event, it's why, you know, it's fascinating when the NFL plays in London and whatnot. And you see, you know, people get to see. But again, that's just a London crowd watching an American sport. This was a Japanese crowd. We were, I mean, so out of place and watching just how, you know, exciting the baseball game was. Baseball is, you know, the only country that really I shouldn't say that because Latin American countries can compete with America. But Japan is just a phenomenal baseball country. But it was sold out at the Tokyo Dome. And the food offerings, that was the only place that I tried a hot dog.
Yeah.
And I ate a couple bites. It just
couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, just. Again, it was one of those things where I ordered something and I didn't know what was on it because no one speaks English. So you just do a lot of pointing. You go, that, one. Cola? You always made fun of me yes. when we go out and I say, I'll take a cola. That works wonders in Japan.
Cola.
Cola? They say back, cola? Yeah. This was my hot dog at the Tokyo Dome.
No siree, Bob. That's mayonnaise.
I don't know.
No, son.
I don't know. I thought
I'm not eating a mayonnaise, dog.
I thought it was potato.
On top of the hot dog?
Because at one place, that's what they were selling, these potato dogs. Ah. But I don't think it... See, look at that. Creamy potato dog. but that's not what I had. I don't know. That was part of the fun of being in Japan, was eating stuff. You had no idea what was really in it. But you could, you know... I mean, some of the stuff was great. And some of the stuff, you're like, yeah, I could do the rest of my life without ever eating that again.
You lost some weight.
No, I think I gained weight.
Potato dogs?
I mean, we ate nonstop. When I tell you the breads, I mean, they're stuffed with custards. And so, I'm telling you, it was insane eating. So anyway, eat those chips. I want to hear.
I kind of want to keep them as a souvenir more.
All right.
Because it's a pretty bag.
It is a pretty bag.
But tuna nigiri chips.
I don't know, man.
Like seafood chips. I've never eaten a seafood chip before.
I don't know. I thought of you immediately when I saw it.
Thank you.
All right. But yeah, you can't get nachos. No, couldn't nachos. Get a slice of pizza, really. Like, there's like just stuff like, that you would take for granted here.
Yeah.
Just
as a tourist, did you walk around like a shark swimming through a school of fish? Where you're just like, it's known and everybody just kind of walks around you?
I mean, we stood out like sore thumbs.
Yes, yes.
Because there's not a ton of American tourists there. There's a lot of Chinese tourists. There's Korean tourists. Not a ton of American tourists. So you stick out like a sore thumb.
Do they point at you and laugh or anything?
No, I don't think so. There was a time, though, we were eating okonomiyaki, which but we don't know how to eat properly. You know what I mean? Like, so we would sit there and we'd watch the people next to us, because even when they would bring you, like, we would go for udon or ramen or whatnot, and you'd have your chopsticks, because it's, you know, like real thick broth, but then it's got stuff in there, but you have a big spoon ladle type thing, and you've got your chopsticks, but like, how do you do the transaction? You know, so you'd have to watch people and see how they eat it and try to replicate it. Like, and that's when we became like the focus of like people's attention. You know, and then I'd have my camera out. And, hey, take a bite of the Tekken Miyake, you know, and people got a kick out of it.
Blend in, man.
It was impossible.
Any croquetas or pastelitos?
No.
Café con leche?
No. No.
No?
No.
No, La Carreta.
I mean, they had,
how's the coffee go over there?
So they have Starbucks all over the place, okay. But coffee was good. It definitely a coffee-driven society as well. But, I mean, it was – the food to me was the most incredible part, because it is so wild. The vending machines every 30 steps. And it's everything in that vending machine. I had Instagrammed out. There was one vending machine. It was like soda, 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 a can of meat sauce, coffee, and then some plastic spiders. Like, I mean, just wild. All right. Anyway, so you'll tweet out the pictures of the chips that I brought you guys, and we'll see what people think that they are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.